seems logical that the exhibition, For Whom It Stands, The Flag and the American People, would be mounted at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum. Mary Pickersgill sewed the original Star-Spangled Banner in a house on the same city block. More than 100 works investigate the broad history and explore the flag and its meaning as an icon representing our nation and its people. Helen Ewan of the Reginald F. Lewis Museum provides a glimpse inside the exhibition, exploring the symbolism of the flag.
In this 200th anniversary year of the Star-Spangled Banner flag and national anthem, the Reginald F. Lewis Museum explores the meaning of the flag through a new exhibition, For Whom It Stands, The Flag and the American People, curated by Dr. Michelle Joan Wilkinson. Throughout its history, the national flag has been seized upon by various groups for a number of aims. It means something to everyone, including those for whom it means nothing. It is an equal opportunity emblem used to convey everything from pride to protest, from hope to national identity. What Americans do with the flag reflects their relationship to the U.S. and what they believe the nation is or can be. The exhibition begins with a fragment of the original Star-Spangled Banner flag. Mary Pickersgill is credited with creating this emblem that went on to fly above Fort McHenry and inspire Francis Scott Key to pen our national anthem. However, Pickersgill indentured servant, a 13-year-old African-American girl named Grace Wisher, also worked on the flag. It is a testament to the oft unmentioned but deeply rooted contributions of invisible Americans who helped build the very core of this country. Although none of Wisher's personal effects are on display in the exhibition and may have been lost to history, her untold story is a major theme of the show. Visitors can see a photograph of a young African-American woman taken in 1942. She's carefully handling flags in a Quartermaster Corps depot. Her name is unknown. In a sense, she's a modern-day Grace Wisher because of her forgotten contribution. The photograph also challenges notions of commonly held beliefs of what patriotism looks like. For Whom It Stands shines light not only on African-American engagement with the flag, but also on the diversity of Americans who have played a role in the icon. Nicolas Dumit Estevez has an installation about his experience growing up bicultural, as both an American and Dominican. Not all Americans were included in the original framework of liberty and justice for which the flag stands. Indigenous, enslaved, indentured, and immigrant populations have grappled with the significance of our national symbol. The Chinese-American artist Flo Ui Wang has a work in the exhibition that references the detention of Chinese immigrants at Angel Island. During the Civil Rights Movement and 1960s anti-war movements, artists portrayed the flag as a symbol of hypocrisy and contradiction. This is also true in more recent times. A flag sewn in the form of a straitjacket is on view in the show. It is the work of artist Lisa Chard, called Unpatriotic Act. It is her reaction to the Patriot Act, the law that curtailed civil liberties in the aftermath of 9/11. Today, the flag continues to be a potent device for communicating individual aspirations, community concerns, and global tensions. A flag is a collection of images and colors. It doesn't necessarily mean anything on its own. It is the people who are represented by the flag who give it its meaning and life. This exhibition invites new legacies to take shape.
For Whom It Stands, The Flag and the American People is on display at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum now through February 28th. Learn more at rflewismuseum.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide educational nonprofit that uses the humanities, such as history and ethics, to promote civic engagement and informed dialogue about critical issues. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR, your NPR news station.